Good evening, everyone. Now we're here in our series titled Walk the Talk. Can you say to the person next to you, walk the talk? This series, we're talking about how do we walk the talk when we say we're Christians and we're followers of Jesus Christ. But before that, a very important thing that I'd like to update you with na importante, hindi lang sa atin dito, pero sa buong mundo. Okay? Series tied 1-1. OKC versus Golden State. Okay? Ha, importante ba yan? Okay? Sa buong mundo. Okay. Sino dito OKC? Sino dito Golden State? Woo! Dami nating mga bandwagoners, no? Okay. So, ako, Golden State na ako kasi talo yung Miami Heat. Okay. Sino Cleveland? Okay. Uwi na. Okay. Joke lang. Pero alam nyo kung bakit si Steven Adams yung nilabas dyan. Ito, si Steven Adams. Okay, bakit siya? Hindi sila All-Stars. Kasi nung natalo sila, hindi okay si Durant at si Westbrook. Ah, yung joke yun, okay? Pag uwi nyo, malalaman nyo yun. Okay. Ah, okay, see, okay, see, okay. Ganon. So, sige. Back to the series, okay? So, hindi mo masyado importante yun. Shinare ko lang talaga. Kasi importante yung basketball sa amin. Okay? Paalala lang, okay? Kung yung mga lumiliga dito, okay? Talagang ingat lang, okay? Ayaw naming dumating sa point na papasok kayo, wala na kayong ngipin, putol na yung braso nyo, or whatever. Laro-laro lang, okay? Alam ko yung iba dito, ang daming sinasalihang liga. Pero safety lang, okay? Hindi nyo naman ikamamatay kung matatalo kayo sa championship. Alright? So ngayon, let's go to our series, Walk the Talk. Okay? In this series, started last week by Pastor Jeff, our goal for this series is that at the end of this, we would all be living authentic Christian lives. Okay? Studying the book of James, I hope that at the end of this, yung buhay natin would be living out the faith that we claim even as we say we are followers of Jesus. Okay? Sino dito? You are a follower of Jesus. Come on, taas mo yung kamay mo. Okay? Yun, okay? And this series is for all of us. Okay? When we say that we follow Jesus, that's why last week we started with joy under trial. Ibig sabihin, even in persecution, problems, trials, and challenges, we can still be calm in the midst of it. Hindi ito yung tipong, ay, may utang ako. Saya-saya. Naku, may malaking problema yung pamilya namin. Nanay, tatay. Okay, tinatawa naman pa sila. Hindi ito para maging baliw tayo. But the word joy there, it means calm. Being calm in trials. So I hope that when we are calm in trials, it produces perseverance in us. So mali pala pag sinasabi natin na may problema ko, pare, sasabihin mo lang sa kanya, kaya mo yan. Okay? But more than that, you encourage that person only trust God, even in trials, it produces perseverance. Because when we are calm, we know that God is in control. Tama? Now, when it produces perseverance in us and it produces maturity in all of us. So I do hope, okay, na-apply nyo to throughout the week. So tignan mo yung katabi mo. Mukha na bang matured? May wrinkles? Okay, puti na yung buhok. May nakita ko kanina. Blonde. Nawala. Mamalas. Hindi, buong buhok. Okay, kaibigan ko. Okay. Ngayon naman, pag-usapan natin, chapter 2 ng James. So I do hope, nabasa nyo yung chapter 1, and even pag-uwi nyo mamaya, read through chapter 1 and chapter 2, maiksi lang to. It would definitely help you as we go through this series. And I hope may Bibles kayo with you right now, and even when you come home, that you go through and read your Bible, even after we are here in the service at pinag-usapan natin yung salita ni Lord. That we would be able to apply it in our lives and remember it all the time. But right now, before we continue, let me ask you to get a partner, and ask this person, name one characteristic or mannerism that makes you unique. What comes to your mind first when people remember you? Kunyari, ah, matalino? Si Lainel yan. Volunteer, okay, volunteer. Ayun, si Roan. Okay, ayun, si Roan. Nagtaas ang kamay. Sino yung katabi mo?
Si Kim po.
Si Kim po, okay. Anong sabi ni Kim?
Sabi, kasi po, sa pagkakakilala ko po sa kanya, kapag namimili po siya ng gamit, gusto niya po yung laging unique. Kaya po siya unique.
Toothpaste, ganon?
Hindi unique. Po. Okay. Yun po.
Gusto niya laging unique. Po. So, yung characteristic niya, dapat, yung may bagay ako, unique dapat to, ako lang meron.
Kapag bibili po siya ng gamit, okay. Gusto niya unique.
How about the next? Nagkwentuhan na, no? Dali kasi ang sinabi. Thank you, Roan and Kim. Okay. Sino ganun din? Yung gusto mo, ikaw lang meron nun. Yung pag may nakita ka, pareho kaming sapatos, tatapo mo na, di ba? Ba't ka nakapa, ah? Hindi. Ano lang? Alam mo yun? Para presko. Sino ba? Ito. Si James. Okay, James, tayo ka. Anong name mo?
James po.
Okay, good. Yung katabi mo?
si Linel po talaga yung tinanong.
Si Linel yung naano. Okay, sige. Gusto mo ba magkakasaling muna tayo? Hindi, ano sabi ni Linel? Ano daw yung characteristic niya or mannerism?
Yung outfit niya daw po tuwing Friday.
Outfit tuwing Friday. Ano yun? Boots? Hindi, ano yun? Ano yun? Hindi, joke lang. Ano, hindi, hindi ko namin gets. Basta yung outfit niya pag Friday. Next na lang. Di ating maintindihan eh. Thank you, guys. Hindi ko na gets. Isa pa. Last na. Hindi natin na gets. Basta yung outfit niya daw. Sino pa? Wala bang mannerism? Yung mannerism? Yan. Yung nagtaas, sige. Okay. Tayo ka.
Ako po.
Anong pangalan mo po?
MJ po.
Sige, Mel. Mel yung pangalan yan. Okay. Sino yung katabi mo?
Si Charles.
Anong sabi ni Charles?
Kapag nakikita daw siyang babae, napapaganan siya.
May ganun din ba? Yung kahit walang nakikita ang crush, pero lagi lang pinapakita yung dimples. Diba? Ikaw yun, no? Ikaw na ikaw yun. Yung dimples mo, singlalim ng balon. Okay. Iba-iba, tama eh. Many things, probably ikaw mismo, alam mo sa sarili mo, pag kunyari, pag mabait, oh, ako yun, okay. O pag binanggit yung pangalan mo, Jowash, ikaw, ano sa'yo? Matalino? Engineer! Yan! Sabi. Sabi, ah. Iba-iba tayo. For example, ako naman, yung isa sa akin, yung pag nakita niya na yung kilay ko, ako na yun. Okay? Laging nakaturo sa taas. Okay, so ako yan, ako yung kilay ko. Tapos isa pa, yung iba nga, ginagaya pa ako, yung paglakad ko daw. Diba? Ginagaya nila, lagi daw masusubsob. Okay, so ganun daw ako, okay. Pero pinapatawad ko na kayo at mahal ko kayong lahat. Okay. Iba-iba tayo, okay, yung mga characteristic natin. Pero alam natin, meron tayong isang unique na characteristic or mannerism na probably masasabi ng mga tao, ikaw nga yun. Okay. But when we talk about or when we hear the word Christian, what comes to our mind first? As a Christian or a follower of Jesus Christ, paano nila masasabi na Kristiyano ka nga talaga? Na ikaw ngayon. But to us, probably, ano yung pinakaunang naisip natin? When we hear, we see, or when we talk about the word Christian, first that comes to mind to many is the word faith. It's a belief. It's what you live for. And it's what you practice, not only on a Friday, but actually every day. And not only practice, it, that's what you claim in your life. Na meron akong faith in Jesus Christ as a Christian. Tama? It's a belief that we have. But even as Pastor Jeff posted a question last week, that does your action back up your faith? This series, we're talking about, does our actions back up our faith? And let me ask you right now, how does your faith back up your claim of being a Christian? How does your faith back up the claim of being a follower of Jesus Christ? How does your faith affect others? How do you want others to see your faith so that they would say and they would know na Kristiyano ka nga talaga? That you truly believe in Jesus Christ. That's why we go now to chapter 2, and let's read this first before we go on through the story and background at kung paano nasabi ni James ito in the chapter 2 of his letter to Jewish Gentiles in other nations. Now, basahin natin sabay-sabay, 1, 2, 3, go. So also, faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. But someone will say, you have faith and I have works. Show me your faith apart from your works, and I will show you my faith by my works. Can we all bow down? Let's pray. Father, open our hearts and minds to receive from you today. And we pray that as we listen to your word, God, that even outside of this place, Lord, that we would continue to act in faith, to honor you with our faith, so that others would know you because of the faith that we live and we profess and claim and what we do even in our lives. Allow us, Lord God, to receive from your word today in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, we're talking about faith and works. Last week, joy under trial, but now, the second part of the book of James, or his letter, is talking about faith and works. An authentic Christian expresses his faith or her faith through the works or the actions that person does. For example, alam natin na kung sinasabi ng taong yan, basketballista siya, makikita mo yan, di ba? Kahit saan. Itatap mo lang yung basura, di ba? Curry. Mga ganun pa, di ba? Mga ganun pa. O pag alam mo naman na volleyball player lang, di ba? Lahat sinasampal. La, na, na, na. Alam niyo ba yung commercial na yun? Okay. So, iba-iba, what your claim is. For example, scholar ka, pinapakita mo, nag-aaral ka talaga, right? And now, ibig sabihin, not only what your claim is, but it also speaks of what you do every single day of what you claim about your life. If you're truly claiming na isa kang Kristiyano, ano ngayon yung kind of actions that people would have to see in us, not to impress them, but most of all, honor God and know that we are truly walking the talk when we say that we are Christians. And now, when we talk about the book of James, background lang, that James is the half-brother of Jesus Christ kay Mary. And then, this person, noon di siya naniniwala kay Jesus when Jesus was still on earth. And yet, there was a radical change in his life that at this time, nung sinulat niya to, he is now a church leader in Jerusalem. He's a leader of their church in Jerusalem. And now, his audience, the people he's writing to, yung mga kinakausap niya, are Jewish Christians in Gentile communities spread noong Acts 1:8. If you don't know what happened in Acts 1:8, Christians from Jerusalem, they were persecuted. Persecution started at that point that through this persecution, hindi lang to basta inaasal sila, Christian ka, praise the Lord, hallelujah ka, pinapatay sila. And then syempre, people were after their lives, their default is to move out and tumakas. And Christians were spread throughout different places outside of Jerusalem, outside of Jewish country, but to Gentiles, pag sinabing Gentile, hindi Jewish, okay? For example, to us today, Pilipino tayo, dito tayo sa Pilipinas, pero dahil may persecution, iba nagpunta sa China, sa Taiwan, sa Korea, okay, sa Pacific Ocean, okay? Iba-iba yung pinuntahan. But still, there are Christians in different places. And now, ina-address to the Jewish Gentiles in different places, this is how we ought to live. That the message or the purpose of this letter to them is to encourage. Kasi bakit? They were persecuted. May problema na kagad sila dahil may pumapatay sa kanila at naghahanap sa kanila para patayin sila. Sino sa inyo masasabi niyo problema yun? Unti lang? Sige, antayin natin. Hindi, wag naman. Okay. People were after their lives. So probably, if people were after their lives, lagi silang nagtatago. And then when they come out, probably walang tumatanggap sa kanila para magtrabaho. Nahihirapan silang kumita at di lang basta problema na to nung buhay nila, pero even finances probably, meron na silang struggle. And not only that, socially, nahihirapan na siguro sila. They were probably disheartened of what's happening. That's why the purpose of the book is to encourage them, also warn them against wrong doctrine and practices, and also to teach right Christian behavior. This is the goal of James as he encourages them and teaches them the way that God wants us to live our lives as followers. And that's why we go now to chapter 2. If chapter 1, in-encourage sila. Siyempre, ang ganda naman ng letter niya, di ba? Hindi naman siya bumungad na, mga makasalanan, okay? Pero nagsimula siya sa chapter 1 na, let me encourage you that even in your severe trial, God is with you. But now in chapter 2, James is now addressing a concern inside the church. Yung unang concern niya, outside of the church, persecution, but now, inside of the church, may issue pa pala. Ano ngayon yung issue nangyayari? Now, let's read from verses 1 to 4. My brothers, show no partiality. Sabihin mo, partiality. As you hold the faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, for if a man wearing a gold ring and fine clothing comes into your assembly in your church service, parang ganito, and a poor man in shabby clothing also comes in. And if you pay attention to the one who wears the fine clothing and say, you sit here in a good place, while you say to the poor man, you stand over there or sit down at my feet, have you not then made distinctions among yourselves and became judges with evil thoughts? And now, a concern in this time, na nakikita niya, there was partiality, there was favoritism with the disciples in their relationship with the congregation. Na tipong ikaw, pagpasok mo ng service na to, nakita nila, di ba, may kwintas ka, yung kwintas mo, may diamante pa, tapos, sige, ma'am, dito ka sa harap. Okay? Ang ganda ng sapatos mo, Air Max. Okay? Sige, pasok ka ma'am, dito ka sa harap. Pero nung nakita mo yung isa, pumasok dito, di ba, parang may butas yung damit dito, sabi mo, excuse me? Dito ka na lang. Doon ka sa likod, oh, tabi ka sa ano. Huwag po kayo dyan sa harap. Ganun yung nangyayari sa kanila. There were discrimination in their place, in their time at that point. Imagine yourself, papasok ka dito sa service, base sa itsura mo, papaupuin ka namin. Okay, sige ito. Mukhang bagong gupit. Sige, sa gitna mo yan. Ikaw, may kulay yung buhok mo. Okay? Sa likod ka. Hindi maganda yan. Imagine nyo na lang ganun yung church natin, di ba? Pagpasok mo dito, may registration pa, characteristics mo. Anong height mo? 5'2". O sige, sa harap ka lang. Okay? Paka hindi mo makita si pastor. Imagine nyo na lang kung ganun yung service natin. May discrimination ayon sa suot mo, sa galaw mo, sa itsura mo. Ganun yung nangyayari sa kanila. Discrimination already happening. And not only discrimination, judgment by the church leaders in their time because they were showing good things for the people who seem to have good amount of money. Probably in their need na nakikita nila, ang dami na nilang problema at siguro nagkakaproblema na sila in their provision, in their finances. That's why they had to cater rich people at front and asikasuin sila para pagka may problema kami, pwedeng-pwede yan. Jowash, engineer, 20 lang. Parang ganun na yung itsura na nangyayari siguro sa kanila. They were showing partiality because of a great need that they had at that time. And now, let's go on. In verse 1, makikita natin the word partiality pinangunahan in James chapter 2, verse 1. Show no partiality. Because when we talk about partiality, it actually is favoritism. Sino dito favorite mo yung katabi mo? Every week, di ka magsuservice kung di mo katabihan. Favorite kita. Sino dito favorite song mo? Yung kunyari, yung first song natin, di ba? Yung worship na worship ka, favorite song ko yan! Okay, talagang worship ka. Tapos sa second song na ganun ka na lang. Favoritism. Ganun yun. Examples, how we show favoritism in our time today, probably come here and you know that pupunta ka dito, tatabi ka lang sa mga taong mukhang cool din. Pasok mo ng service, hanapin mo agad yung friends mo. Saan yung mga friends ko? Yung naka-skinny jeans din. Okay. Okay, tapos upo ka sa kanila kasi favorite mo sila. Okay. Probably, altar call na. Pupunta ka dito. Tapos hitingin-tingin ka, di ba? Sino kaya pwede kong ma-follow up dyan? Di ba? Tapos hahanap ka. Pumipili ka. Di ba, pinagpe-pray na. Sige, pag-pray natin sila. Pipili ka ng ilalay hands. Matangkad. Nakakatakot to eh. Baka mas madaming sins to. Dito na lang ako. Mas mukhang mabait. Partiality, favoritism. Probably, iniisip mo, I only reach out to girls like me in my campus. Pag iba yung uniform niyan, go get reached out by other people. Taray, you know. Probably you think about, should I reach out to this person? Baka meron namang kaklase yan dito, siya na lang. Partiality, in a way, na tinitignan natin, when we have this kind of preferences, we look at it and see, ito rin yung preference natin sa taong gusto nating makilala, makasama, maintindihan, ipag-pray, tulungan, mahalin, at gawing kaibigan. Preference niya, dapat pareho nung sa akin. Ganun kabigat. At tipo, kunyari, mga lalaki dito, pipili ka lang kung kailan ka gentleman. Pag-crush mo, sige, dito ko na sa harap. Ako na dyan sa likod, para kasama mo rin yung friends mo. Tapos punta ka na din sa likod, di ba? Okay na. Pero pagkaiba yan, di ba? Kunyari, andyan na siya. Dito na lang ako, worship na ako. Okay. Worship. Kunyari, di ko siya nakikita. Sa bus, to a point na, or LRT, di ba? Pag nakita mo, mukhang maganda to. Ate, dito ka na. Ba't pa gano'n na gano'n yung iba? No? May dumi siguro. No? Tapos, pagka nakita mo, matanda. Pagod ako eh. Thesis. Ang dami kang ginawa. Partiality. Exclusivity. Exclusivity in such a way na kung sino yung mga nakilala ko, kasabay kong umattend from the very first day na nandito ako, tapos up to the very end, sila rin lang yung kaibigan ko. We're not welcome to have other people inside your group. In such a way na pag nandito kayo, di ba, upo kayo dyan. Pag may makikiupo sana, okay lang ba ako dito? Teka, reserve oh. Di ba nakita may bulak? May tissue, may pencil. Sa amin lang to, ha? Okay. And in such a way, ayaw mo silang katabi kasi gusto ko lang katabi yung mga kasama ko na tipo pagpasok mo ng service na to, dito ka na kagad umuupo tapos sinaantay mo na sila. Tapos pagka may mga umupo, sino tong mga to? Lilipat ka. It's not only happening in this place but even outside. At even to a point na when you have a group of friends and then you see someone na parang di yata bagay ito maging kaibigan natin, ha? The tendency is pinag-uusapan pa natin. Tendency is hanapan pa natin ng mali. Oh yeah, I know. Diba? Her hair, so dami, split ends, di ba? Yung mga lalaki naman, ano ba yan? Di marunong mag-basketball yan. Huwag na natin kaibiganin yan, okay? Tayo, ball is life lang tayo, eh, okay? Sila, ano yan? Studying is life, okay? Kasi mga matatalino naman, huwag ka umaan dyan. Baka mabobo ka, kakatabi mo dyan, okay? Baka maging top 2 yan. Eh, kakakopya sa'yo. Exclusivity. In such a way, you label yourself with a group at many times. Barkadang kami-kami lang. But the last thing is this, not only that you show favoritism or exclusivity, but also apathy. That when it says that apathy, it's only about us. It's about me, myself, and I. And God. Ini-invite ka. Bro, gusto mo maging part ng Victory Group? Part na ako ng VG. Okay? Apat kami. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, me. Okay? Hindi ko kailangan ng tulong nyo, prayer nyo. Okay na ako, God and me. Umaga, ganun ka pa. Ako lang, at si God. Kaming dalawa lang. Apathy is in such a way, we're not willing to go and have friends and have people to trust also in our faith and with our secrets, with our concerns, with our struggles, and also the things that we want to be joyful about with God's blessing. We don't want anyone else to be in our lives but God and me. But life is not like that. But whenever we have partiality, exclusivity, and apathy, it speaks of just one description according to our faith. Yung faith natin is described as dead. When we treat others with partiality, when we only live our lives exclusively with other people that you only like, yung mga tipong hindi mo gusto or parang hindi mo type, ayoko niyan, or you only live by yourself when you claim that you are a Christian and yet we have these things in our lives. So it said, so also faith by itself, if does not have good works, is dead. Dead, and in such a way, it's like a corpse. Okay? When we don't live out for other people as well, when we don't love other people the way God wants us to love them, when we don't go out and do good works, works that were done is mentioned by serving, compassionate service, loving and sharing with other people and giving. And if we're not doing that, or if we're only doing that to a specific group of people, to only my friends and not to other people, hindi ko na kailangan intindihin yung mga nag-altar call dito kasi okay naman kami. You know what? Your faith is dead. Have you ever seen a corpse, di ba? Patay. It doesn't respond to anything that you say. No, even to the environment, wala kang nakitang patay sa burol, di ba? Ha, malamig. Okay, patay na lang aircon. Okay. Wala kang makikitang patay na magigising. Oy, dyan pala yung mga kamag-anak ko sa US. Sige, biskuit lang kayo dyan. Wala tayong makikita. It doesn't respond to anything that you say, anything of the environment. And you know what? The presence of that person is not felt. Being dead in faith, it speaks of your faith, your belief, your Christianity that you claim is not felt. If it's not felt by other people, it is dead. When we live in partiality, exclusivity, and apathy, and you don't have an impact with other people, or you're not even loving other people, the faith that you claim is dead, as a corpse. And now, verse 9 to 10. Sabi dito, but if you show partiality, you are committing sin and are convicted by the law as transgressors. Ganun kabigat. Okay, for whoever keeps the law but fails and one point has become accountable for it all. And kung titignan natin, ibig sabihin pala, yes, if you do good works to other people and yet not to some, you have already disqualified yourself for what you claim. Na kasi inibig sabihin niya dito, we have 10 commandments and if you do all 10 but sinuway mo yung you shall not steal, ibig sabihin, all 10 you have already violated. That's the reason our faith becomes dead. It's because we have never really cared for other people, just as Jesus instructed for us to love other people. In verse 14, what good is it, my brothers, if someone says that he has faith but does not have works, can that faith save him? And if a brother or sister is poorly clothed and lacking in daily food, and one of you says to them, go in peace and be warm and filled without giving them the things needed for the body, what good is that? Parang sinasabi natin, meron kang kaibigan, pre, pag-pray mo ako. Or kuya, pag-pray mo naman ako. Wala na akong pamasahe kasi hirap kami finances sa family namin. Sabi niya, oh, sige, halika. In Jesus' name, amen. Sige, uwi ka na. Wala nga pamasahe. I hope that we also extend a hand. That's the meaning of the verse. And then, we can be the most persevering people, but when we neglect the concern of others, our faith becomes dead. We can be the best preachers that probably you've memorized many verses from the Bible, and yet you don't use it to share to others para i-encourage sila, or you don't actually apply it in your life, that when Jesus says, love others as I have loved you, and yet, asar na asar ka sa mukha niya, makita mo pa lang siya, bakit ko tutulungan yan? Bakit ko ipagpipray yan? Sumalo ugali niyan eh. We can be the best in what we do, but if we are that kind of people, our faith is already dead. We can be the best attendees in this place that every week nandito ka, and yet, you have partiality with other people, your faith is dead. You can be the best worship leader in this place kahit ikaw yung pinakamataas tumalon at bumirit dito. And yet, you don't love your neighbor as Jesus has loved you or as you love yourself. Faith is already dead. But when we care only for a group of people, to only the people that you desire to be with every single day or every week, faith is already dead. But how do we walk the talk as we claim that we are people of faith? Yes, we know now that when I don't help other people despite that they need help, how do I walk the talk now? We walk the talk with a living kind of faith. A faith that lives. We help people with this kind of faith. And the message is clear in this one that if your salvation and if your relationship with God, kung totoo yan, it should produce love, compassion, and service to other people. It should produce good works towards other people. James chapter 2, verse 8 says here that if you really fulfill the royal law according to the scripture, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. You are doing well. Now, James is commending the people. Kung ito yung ginagawa nyo, just as Jesus said, kinote niya yung sinabi ni Jesus, you are doing well. When you are loving other people as you love yourself. How do you love yourself? Would you want to experience what you're experiencing today? And would you want yourself to be left alone today if you're experiencing so many troubles and trials in your life? And if that's the case, wouldn't you want to be of help for other people para hindi nila ma-experience yung ganito? If you're the only one in your family probably who's having prayers every single day or every week, pero alam mo sa parents mo, walang nagpe-pray para sa kanila. Would you rather have the time and lay your hands upon them and even offer them a prayer knowing that they don't have people who pray for them? I hope this is the kind of faith that we have, that we don't love them because kailangan nila or only dahil gusto ko silang mahalin, pero dahil gusto ni Lord na mahalin natin sila. But more importantly, that it's God who is honored as we share the things that we can share to these people, whether it be time, effort, even resources or money, so that we could be of help to other people. And let's jump to verse 18. But someone will say, you have faith and I have works. Show me your faith apart from your works and I will show you my faith by my works. Next verse. You believe that God is one, you do well. Even the demons believe and shudder. Ang point niya dito, if we have faith and we believe in God and you don't even help other people, okay, wala tayong kinaibahan actually sa demonyo. Kasi niniwala rin naman siya sa Diyos. It's being compared to us when we have a dead kind of faith. And now, more than all these things na parang sa tingin nyo pinagsasabihan o sinesermon na ni James, this is actually a challenge that as followers of Jesus Christ, we have a faith in God. And our faith should be producing good works towards other people. Because most importantly, our message is louder when we live it with our lives, when our lives speak of it. And if you know that you have the message of the gospel for other people, for salvation, for them is possible, forgiveness of sins to be possible, makikita nila that kindness and the goodness of Jesus Christ is evident in your life. Because the truth is, salvation would really produce faith in you. When you accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior in your life, when you accept Him, it will produce faith in you. It will produce a belief in God, trusting in God, and knowing that God should be honored all the time, and it produces good works. It's but a natural result, na tipong bunga ng puno. Hindi natin ma-expect na yung isang puno ng mangga magbunga ng chiko. Nakita ka ba nun? Uy, swerte may chiko. Pero mangga. But you know what? A healthy mango tree would have a fruit of a healthy fruit of a mango because it's a natural result of the growth, the healthy growth of that tree. And in the same way, if we know and we truly believe that Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior of our lives, it produces a kind of faith that not only believes for the best for us, Yes, we have prayers and we have things that we know na, Lord, ito yung magiging breakthrough ko this year and even in my life and even for my future. We have that for sure. Your faith not only affects you, but it should affect others through good works. But I want to assure you that this is not the other way around. The Bible says that we are saved by grace through faith and not by works. When we are saved by grace, not by good works, because good works is just a result of the salvation that we have in Jesus. Now that we are saved, let faith be a faith that lives, is a life that gives. That kind of faith should be influencing others, should be affecting other people. If you claim that you have faith in Jesus Christ, but you are not affecting other people, faith is dead. But faith that lives is a life that gives. I hope that your life is an open blessing to many people. An open blessing to many people that I want to say thank you. Even James commended people na nagsabi siya na you have done well if you have loved others just the way you love yourself. Sabi ni Jesus, hindi ni Justin Bieber, okay? Love yourself eh. If you're here and for the past weeks, may mga lumalapit sa inyo, bumili ka naman para sa fundraising namin sa Leaders Camp. Thank you so much for buying sa kanila. Nung kung ano man binibenta nila o service na ino-offer nila. You have helped them and thank you for that kind of faith that would affect them even in Leaders Camp by next week. Even when you were giving for the cause of others, kung kayo naman yun, nag-raise kayo, tapos nakita nyo merong may kulang pa, tapos tinulungan nyo, binigyan nyo, maraming salamat because your faith affected that person. And that faith that you showed and you expressed would not only affect that person's life, but even the generations after him, knowing that he would be able to reach out to other people because you reach out to him. And I hope this kind of faith would actually affect others even in your daily life. Na even to a point that sharing time to your siblings matters so much to them. If you spend so much time here on church, volunteer ka, tapos attend ka service, pero pagdating mo sa bahay, nandun ka lang din naman sa cellphone mo, dead faith. But and yet, I hope it's affecting your family that in such a way, you know how to spend time with them. Give out your life to them, even offer prayer to them. Yung cellphone mo, di naman mawawala yan. Nasa bahay ka naman eh. I hope it affects their lives as well. Thank you so much if you've been here tapos graduate ka na or higher year ka pero tinuturuan mo yung mas bata in everyday life. Oh, tinuturuan mo, chinututoran mo sila. It affects also them through your service of sharing the knowledge that you have with them. Maraming salamat because you know what? You are exemplifying a life that gives because of your faith in God. And I hope also pagdating natin sa bus, mga guys at sa LRT, it's a faith that we have that lives. So that pag may nakita kang babae, no matter kung sino, lalo na kung pregnant, disabled, hindi ikaw yung magdadahilan, papagod ako eh. Tatayo ka na kagad, i-offer na kagad natin to. It's a kind of faith that affects every single person that we could actually meet in everyday life. I hope it affects others. That thank you that you have done a good job and you are living the faith that you have in God. If you're doing this, continue to do this all the more. Because most importantly, hindi lang para sa makikita nila na ito yung faith mo, para makita nila authentic Christian ka, pero most of all, God is glorified, Jesus is honored in your life. A faith that lives is honoring God. Because as we live a life that gives, it's a lifestyle, God is honored in our lifestyle. Let me just share this quotation from one person that the way we behave towards others indicates what we believe about God. You represent God in everyday life. You represent Jesus Christ in everyday life. And the way people would see and look at who God is the way they look and they see how you live your lives honoring God and knowing that you could affect other people. That's why magugulat ka, people would come to you and ask for prayer. Because they believe that you are a man, you're a woman of faith, and you can minister to that person eventually. Let me just share in Titus chapter 3, as I end, verses 4 to 5, but when the goodness and loving kindness of our God, our Savior, appeared, the goodness and loving kindness of Jesus Christ appeared, He saved us, not because of works done by us in righteousness. Kita nyo? It's not because of what we have done good so that we would be saved, but because of what Jesus Christ has done, but according to His own mercy. We were saved because of His mercy. And not only that, hindi pa tapos si Lord, binabago niya tayo. by the washing of regeneration and renewal of the Holy Spirit. Our hearts are being renewed, I believe, day by day, progressively, kasi mahal tayo ni Lord. And God wants us to affect other people so that other people would know and other would also believe that there is one true God who can save them from their sins. Because people would not believe us when we preach the gospel to them kasi makikita ka nila sa bahay, tamad mo, o kaya makikita ka nila sa school, palamura ka pa rin, tapos you preach the gospel, you invite them, they would not really believe. But know what? The radiance of God would just be natural when we affect others, when we live our life to honor God. And truly, other people would see that we are Christians, we are followers of Jesus Christ, and we also want to help them follow God in their lives because Jesus Christ saved them. Jesus Christ, according to His goodness and loving kindness, has saved us. Apart from His loving kindness and goodness to our lives, we will never be saved and forgiven of all of our sins. Let me invite everyone to bow down right now. Let me pray for you. Lord, thank you for you are with us. Lord, thank you because you are the God who is gracious and loving. Na ikaw, Jesus, ikaw yung unang nagpakita. Yung kindness na hindi namin nahanap in ourselves and probably from other people. The love, the compassion, the concern that you've shown us through your death on the cross because of the death that you paid for on the cross, our sins are forgiven. Ginawa mo to para sa aming lahat. Ginawa mo to so that time would come, Lord, that also when we are saved now, Lord, maraming salamat, we can express love to other people even if they don't love us back. Help us live a kind of life that only honors you. Help us live the kind of faith that honors you and affects other people. And if there's anything in our lives, Lord God, that does not honor you when we relate with other people, even with strangers, even with people na bigla lang namin nakatabi sa service na to, even people outside na makakasalubong namin, makakasabay namin sa jeep o kahit saan, even in our own families, Lord, help us be in response to you and be committed, Lord God, to love others like how you have loved us. This is our commitment, Lord God, that we would love other people just as how you have loved us. Teach us, Lord God, and if there's anything, Lord God, that we have done against other people, teach us to ask forgiveness from them as well so that we would express also the kind of humility that you have shown to us in the cross. Lord, we pray and we commit our lives to you as we commit our lives to love other people just as you have loved us, Lord. Every single day, no matter where we are, no matter who this person is, help us not to act in partiality, exclusivity, or apathy in dealing with other people. Jesus' name. If you're right here, let me pray for a group of people. Before you've been showing favoritism or partiality or exclusivity, that in such a way, ayaw mo nang may ibang sumama pa sa inyo kasi gusto mo kayo-kayo lang. Also apathy, that in such a way iniisip mo, I'm okay, ako lang at si God. We need to repent from God right now. We need to repent from this kind of sin. But if that's you, would you just raise your hand? Partiality in such a way, ito lang gusto kong kasama. Discriminating, it even led us to a point that we bully others because hindi sila katulad natin. They're not as cool as you are. They're not as good-looking as you are. They're not as brilliant as you are. Any discrimination type that we have done, Lord, we pray and ask for forgiveness. Or anything that we have done to hurt other people, even at their backs or even at their front, Lord, we ask for forgiveness. Even Lord, to a point na iniisip namin na kaya namin to mag-isa. Kahit wala kaming kasamang ibang tao na naniniwala sa iyo, hindi namin kailangan ng mga taong magdarasal para sa amin. Lord, we repent. Lord, we acknowledge that you being God of our lives, thank you for sending people to guide us also in our walk. Sending us mentors to teach us with wise decisions. Sending us peers who would pray with us in every challenge of our lives. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name. Put down your hands. Let me pray for probably some of you would be asking, paano kung naabuso na yung kabaitan ko? Paano kung naabuso na yung dati? Mabait naman ako sa ibang tao, pero dahil sobrang bait ko, naubuso na yung kabaitan ko, ngayon ayoko na magtiwala sa ibang tao. Let me ask you, let me tell you that forgiveness is possible. That's why God is still renewing our hearts. Because He desires for us to live a life of faith that affects others, knowing that He is God. I won't ask you to raise your hand, pero if that's you, would you just pray to God right now and say, Lord, I forgive this person, and say His name. Say her name. Just release forgiveness and talk to God and ask Him to help you. Ask God to help you to still be kind, to still love this person. Share your time. Give your effort. Thank you, Lord. You hear their prayers. That even, Lord, our goodness was abused, Lord, we know that we are restored and renewed. We can forgive and we can still be an act of kindness. Live a life of faith towards these people so that one day they would also know you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So God bless you. See you again next week. Invite your classmates and friends.